This is a Global Tel Link prepaid call from.
I'll have my microserver music, I'll have my starting music, I'll have my closing music. And I think part of the relationship I have with my anaesthetists is that they know all this.
I hope I don't let people down. They've put me up on this pedestal. I hope they don't knock me off of it.
That is the least sexy name I've ever heard.
Okay. Okay. What's next?
Quarter past seven on Tuesday morning. It is time to talk about podcasts on the radio for Pickapod. Joining me, as always, Danae Gibson. Morning.
Taylor Strano.
I feel like we've gotten off relatively scot-free the last few weeks. We've done
we have
zero heavy lifting.
Yep.
That doesn't mean, though, that we've not been listening to podcasts.
Oh, no.
I feel like you email me every couple of weeks with a here is a mass dump of links to podcasts that I am listening to or about to listen to. So I kind of know what's going on in your pod world. This week, though, something that I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on. Let's start with what you've brought.
It's an ABC radio podcast, ABC podcast, called Face Value.
Okay. There's lots of things sort of swirling around the mind that come to mind when you say the words face value.
Let's say it was thought of during the time of lockdown and a lot of Zoom meetings. So people were conscious of what they look like because they were looking at themselves a lot. Siobhan Maron has voiced this, and I can only imagine a big team has made this podcast because the research is great and there are many people interviewed telling the stories about cosmetic enhancement industry.
Oh, all right.
It's the face value, the value of your face.
Oh.
But it includes BBLs, which I had to look up last year, so I'm all across it now.
You're a BBL expert?
Yeah, no.
Sure.
All sorts of injectables, surgeries, and, of course, what can go wrong. But told by people who are involved in this industry, both as providers and as consumers.
How interesting, because you get sort of the two-prong there. Some of these, I imagine, are cautionary tales, and some of these are quite the opposite and quite uplifting and sort of like championing stories.
Yeah, I haven't been very uplifted.
Oh, no.
it's really, every time I listen, I think, oh, I'll play that bit to Taylor. Oh, no, I'll play that bit to Taylor. It's one of those.
Okay.
So it's very dense in really interesting stuff. And I'm actually going to cheat and play pretty much the beginning of the first episode.
The cosmetic enhancement industry in Australia is booming.
We saw an unprecedented demand, a tidal wave of not just our returning patients, but also new patients.
It's become fashionable. They are now literally lunchtime procedures. They're not taboo.
It's built upon the premise that if you look good, you'll feel good. And we're inundated with serums, injections, and surgical interventions that promise to boost our beauty and combat the signs of aging.
I was like, who did your nose? I need to know where. I'm going to go to him.
It's not only girls that are having these procedures. It is everybody that is having these procedures.
But beneath the glossy exteriors lie some troubling truths.
This idea that young people should be getting all these things done is just so toxic. It's brainwashing women to hate themselves for money.
You have regrets and, oh, what have I done? It's such a silly mistake and I'm a monster.
It's a very small leap from the hairdresser to the spa to the cosmetic surgeon.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, I imagine there's lots of first-hand accounts in this as well.
Lots. Very interesting. Really well made. Lots of great research. It's called Face Value. Came out in late April, which is really apparently only a couple of weeks ago. And I think there are four episodes that I've listened to.
So far. All right. I'm definitely going to dive into that one. Something that goes a little bit further than skin deep. If I don't use that somewhere, you're welcome. Danae's trying to bite her tongue from yelling at me this morning.
But I could get surgery on that, so it's okay.
Okay, all right. Face Value from Radio National from Danae Gibson this week. Thank you very much, mate. A call out if you've listened, if you are curious or interested in that topic as well. I'm sure there's lots of plastic surgery podcasts around. This is on home soil, though.
Yeah.
So listen in to that one.
Is yours the same? Is yours about cosmetic surgery?
Shockingly, no. unsurprisingly, though, it's about food.
Right.
A podcast that was recently released as well, sort of around the start of April, end of March. It's called Borderline Salty. And it comes from two folks who, Rick Martinez and Carla Lally Music, that's her real name. Folks might know these two individuals as professional chefs, they're cookbook authors, or probably most famously as part of the Bon Appetit, Condé Nast sort of worlds. Empire, yeah, magazine. They were pretty prevalent on the sort of forward-facing Bon Appetit profile. And they've obviously both stepped away, and if you've been following that, you know why. Regardless, they've joined back up now and make this podcast together. And what I love about this podcast, there's a million and one chefs and food people who make podcasts. What I love about these two, they've been friends for a very long time. There's no gatekeeping. There's no sort of us versus home cooks or chefs and how there's a difference between that. It's very earnest. It's very, hey, this is how you do this thing. Or, yeah, that is a really good point. Person who hates popcorn, here's a way that I would sort of work around that for you.
Right.
They've got built-in segments. They start every week with tell me something good. And it's just something good that happened in their lives.
Lovely.
They end the episode with no thank you, please, which is just taking a food that you absolutely have detested and applying the no thank you, please rule, which is you try it once again. No thank you, you don't
just
have to have any more.
Yep.
I'm going to play you a little excerpt now and settle in because it's a little bit longer. This is part of an episode where they take caller questions. They do that every week. This person has raised a sort of question mark around the use of MSG, and Carla gives a really lovely sort of context and an explanation about what it is and how to use it.
All right, so before we get into, like, why Travis is afraid of MSG, let's talk about what it is. People do not realize that all MSG is a synthesized version of a naturally occurring amino acid that's in tons of foods. Mm. So it's in seaweed. I think that was where it was first discovered, was on sheets of kombu. And what it does when you taste it is it fires up the receptors on your palate that can detect umami seasoning, right? The fifth season. So it's that savory taste, the mouth-filling taste. So it's not only in seaweed, it's in aged cheeses, it's in mushrooms, tomatoes, seafood. People think that MSG is an artificial ingredient. It's not. It's a synthesized version of this amino acid. So this way of thinking about MSG is just another example of othering Chinese immigrants and Asian cuisine in general.
Right.
This all goes back to the basic myth of so-called Chinese restaurant syndrome. The truth is, very few people have a reaction to MSG at all. And this whole thing was just an ideology rooted in racism. So yes, MSG is a magic powder. It's a great ingredient.
Oh, it's an amazing magic powder. To me, this is like salt.
Yeah.
It's just like sprinkling another seasoning on something that's going to fire your taste buds, like tomato powder. If you dry tomatoes and grind them up,
yes,
or if you dry mushrooms and grind them up, it's the same thing, right? It's just concentrated glutamic acid. And if you sprinkle those things on anything, you sprinkle them on a tire, like I would probably eat the tire.
I love it on popcorn. That's sort of like an everyday, daily use. And honestly, like if you want to start cooking with it, cucumber salads or a fresh melon salad.
Oh.
Just taste it by itself with some lime juice on it and salt, and then taste it again with lime juice, salt, and some MSG. And it will, like you said, take this thing that you think you know the flavor of and it tastes good and turns it into something that, like, you just can't get enough of.
Yeah.
So what I love there is there was an explanation, there was context, and then there was a recommendation of how to execute using MSG, monosodium glutamate. I'm a fan of it on broccoli with some nutritional yeast under the griller, and it's delicious.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm big pro MSG. I have been very well aware of sort of the Chinese restaurant syndrome. I've seen that translated in lots of different parts of my life, and I'm sure lots of people out there have that lived experience more than I do, and a really sort of useful tool of how to tackle that.
I'm going to branch out here, Taylor, mm-hmm. and remind you that one of the links I've sent you recently is to an iView, a TV program, episodes of Chopsticks or Fork. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called. There are a few episodes. They're really short and really lovely, on the premise that every country town in Australia has a Chinese restaurant, and Jennifer Wong goes around to these Chinese restaurants in rural Australia, regional Australia, and find out what makes their food both Australian and Chinese, because it's its own special place.
Hybrid.
Yeah.
She's
a foodie and a comedian. It's lovely.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's on ABC iView if you mm-hmm. want to watch Chopsticks or Fork. And yeah, again, I'm sure that Jennifer touches on that at some stage in the series. Otherwise, if you're curious about more sort of food adventures, if there's questions about how to cook a whole giant hunk of beef, or you just want to hear the sort of lovely musings of Rick and Carla together, Borderline Salty is the name of the podcast. It comes from Pineapple Studios. It's out every Tuesday. It's what I'll be listening to on my way home from work today.
Excellent. And mine is Face Value from ABC.
Very, very good. Danae Gibson, thank you very much.
Taylor Strano, it's always a pleasure.
Same time and same place next week.
Nope.
Oh, no.
No. Buggering off.
All right. I'm not going to fill you with a replacement. We'll just take a week off,
okay.
I reckon.
Cool. I have been listening to so many podcasts that I am set until August.
You're set till August? Oh, gosh. All right. Danae's ready to go. I'll better get my butt into gear. Danae Gibson, thank you very much.
You're welcome.